Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bama Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, JobKeep Extension gives businesses extra time to recover from the economic impacts of COVID-19. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Eleanor Cassipides, CPA Australia's Tax Policy Advisor, on the line. Eleanor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. I believe you're based down in Melbourne, Victoria.
I am. Cold and windy Melbourne.
And locked up, of course, with thanks to COVID-19 and thinking of you guys, a different world we're living in. The topic here today, Eleanor, JobKeeper Extension gives business extra time to recover from economic impacts of COVID-19. So, how you say, light at the end of the tunnel, thanks to the government.
That's right. So, we were pleased when the Treasurer announced that JobKeeper would be extended. So, it was due to end on the 27th of September. And we had told the government, you know, you've got to be careful because businesses are still recovering. Mm. So they've extended it now to the 28th of March, 2021. But there are a few changes that businesses who are claiming JobKeeper should probably be aware of.
Okay. And what would those be?
Yep, so those changes, the rates have changed. So they will be declining. The government uses the word tapering. So what that means is you've got to divide your workers into those that work more than 20 hours a week and those that work less than 20 hours a week. And depending on which category they fall into, there'll be a reduction in the amount of JobKeeper that you get over two periods. So from the end of September to early January, if you're working more than 20 hours a week, your employee will get $1,200. If they're working less than 20 hours, it's $750. And then there's another change from January to March where you've got to retest and make sure you're still eligible, and the amounts will decrease again down to $1,000 for those that are working more than 20 hours a week and $650 for those that are working less than 20 hours a week. So it sounds a little bit complicated, but once you sort of work through how many hours your employees were working, and it's based on what they were, the hours they were doing back in Feb of 2020, and you've got your dates right, pretty much the other things haven't changed. Now, that was based on an announcement that Frydenberg made a week or so ago. Since the Victorian lockdown got announced yesterday with all of the closures, the Treasurer has been out there in the media suggesting that there might have some changes. So we've got to kind of watch this space. It's not set in stone. So,
well, with the shutdown, hours are limited anyway because of the shutdown.
That's right, and a lot of businesses are going to have to close their doors down here in Victoria. So, but the hours that they were working, because that's what they were doing back in February, a lot of businesses are going to have to go back to their books from February of this year and actually make those calculations. And essentially it's around your casual workers that the business will get less back on JobKeeper, so those 20 hours or less casual or part-time workers, than they were before.
So, Eleanor, what about the business owners themselves? I mean, if they shut shop, yeah, people lose their jobs, but they lose their business. What sort of net is there to catch them?
So the rules still remain the same. So under JobKeeper, what we call sole traders or eligible business participants were able to access JobKeeper. So their ability to keep on receiving these JobKeeper payments, it does remain the same. The thing for Victoria in particular, but we've also heard that, you know, there's some growing cases in New South Wales and hopefully not up in Queensland where you are. But the challenge is because there are declining amounts, obviously it's going to get tougher and tougher the longer your business is closed and you can't make money. So I think that's what the Treasurer is thinking about at the moment, whether the amount's still the right amount, whether the conditions are still right, and the eligibility. Up until yesterday, you had to have your June quarter and your September quarter declining in turnover. So you had to basically have 6 months worth of really poor economic performance. The indication is that maybe it might only be the September quarter, because that would help Victorian businesses that managed to recover a little bit. So there's a lot of ins and outs that are really uncertain at the moment. So it's really watch this space to see what the Treasurer decides to do.
Well, exactly, and because when you look at the world we live in at the moment, look, both government and constituents, we're virtually all in the dark. We haven't ever been through anything like this before. So it's, you could say, trial and error, learn as you go, so to speak, in regards to figures and what have you.
Yeah, it's really difficult, and it's uncertain times. Even the government, in all of their updates and announcements, they do talk about the uncertainty, and we recognise that at the state and the federal level, they are doing their best, but there's no blueprint for this. So I think it's really around government being flexible and listening to business, listening to people, listening to the experiences that they're going through, and trying to find that balance, because of course we have to look after the health of our society,
exactly.
But also we've got our economy, we've got all those entrepreneurs and those businesses out there trying to survive. How do we make sure that they're looked after so that they can come through this as well?
Exactly. Look, it's great news. The JobKeeper extension has the Morrison government has extended that, which is fantastic. But like I said, we're watching this space very carefully, all of us. And thank you very much, Sharon, Eleanor, and all the best to your team and your family. And you stay safe and stay warm.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks so much for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deleon there with Eleanor Cassapides, her name is, and she's the CPA, Australia's Tax Policy Advisor, and we're talking about the Morrison's government JobKeeper extension, which gives businesses extra time to recover from the economic impacts of COVID-19 and impacts in all areas. COVID-19 has done that, so it's about being strong and keeping your head above water. But look, add to the conversation your mob here on National Talk Black with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. The deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And we're live at the First Nation radio station in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
To say sorry means to give respect.
To say sorry means to give respect. It's long overdue. Now you fail to imagine. What if it happened to you? Now they're not only words now. Nah. It's not just a symbol. Accepting the past, well, it's not always simple. We're thinking of yesterday. We live for tomorrow. Can't face the future now until we face the sorrow. Now under the colours, yeah, of red, yellow and black, we're saying never again. We're saying no turning back.
Could in our heart see the more that you love, the better for all. Sure, he sang as he walked, and together we stand for a sword to stand tall. We must all play our part.
Indigenous and non-indigenous.
Tears within our grasp. Yes, forward we've struggled, and all we've achieved would mean nothing if greed was the only motivation.
Together.
From little things, big things grow.
Let's close the gap, and if we truly mean it, we can stare down our future and find we can see through those eyes. Let us not stand with those who deny.
That if we can,
it seems to me,
imagine the injustice,
if we can imagine the injustice,
can imagine its opposite.
If I cut you, you cut me, what comes out? Red blood. Not different color blood. Only red blood, yes.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk rack, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
I woke up this
very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakuri, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, clusters in schools, union calls for decisive guidance. We're going to catch up a yarn with Mark Northam, and he's with the IEUA, New South Wales ACT Branch Secretary. And talking about the Independent Education Union of Australia, branch of union representing staff in all non-government schools in New South Wales, NACT shares the concerns of our members and the broader community around expanding COVID-19 clusters in schools. It's imperative that the non-government school employees adhere to COVID safe plans and practices. Extracurricular activities should be curtailed. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good indeed, Trevor. And look, just to acknowledge that I'm joining your Cairns channel from the Gadigal land of the people of the Eora Nation in Sydney.
Good.
And thank you for the opportunity to make some comment on the COVID situation. But my comments are specific to New South Wales and the ACT.
Lovely, thank you, and thank you for the acknowledgement there. Fantastic. Look, we are living in a different world at the moment, Mark, and sometimes the rules of engagement get murky in the water, so to speak. So tell us where you're at and what needs to be done regarding communication. Like I said, it seems like different rules for one for rule for one, different rule for another. Is that the case?
Yeah, look, I think the word you chose to it captures it neatly. It is a little murky. It became, there was much greater clarity injected into New South Wales schools as recently as yesterday, when Premier Berejiklian did provide closer guidance to schools as to what's reasonable and what is becoming clearly inappropriate. The issue that our union has been running with, because our members in New South Wales and ACT schools, we've got about 32,000 members, they're on the front line in the pandemic, and their communities that they serve realise that they're doing a sterling job. But we're advising our members now, it's not a government recommendation, it's a union recommendation, and many employers are falling in line with it, that people who wish to wear a mask in the workplace do so, and in New South Wales schools, that's a growing phenomenon, as it is among students. And we've had a couple of major employers only in recent days advise that they will be supportive of their staff wearing a mask. Other things just are sort of interested. I mean, some of them are a little sad in the sense that kindergarten orientations, year seven orientations have been delayed till hopefully term four, so we can get through the clusters that are have arisen in New South Wales in the last few weeks.
Sure.
But there's limits on excursions, but it's the adults that our union's concerned about, and you know, it's really difficult just think in terms of the staff room and maybe having a cup of tea or coffee and a sandwich and whatnot. You've got to roster yourself into the staff room so that the numbers of people in the staff room meet the 1.5 metre social distancing rule. So it is tough for the schools in New South Wales, but our members are doing it for the common good. They realise that they have to work differently during a pandemic.
Well, I think we are all in the votes and in the same vote. What comes to mind is it's not about being right, it's about doing what's right. Is that a fair comment?
Look, I think, again, absolutely on the money. Doing the right thing and adopting the view that we're all in this together will help our union members, of all union members across Australia, in a multitude of workplaces, in a multitude of settings.
Yeah.
The solutions will be at the workplace level. Our teachers and support staff and school leaders, they're now getting greater clarity and certainty. And they'll be able to make sure that those schools are as safe as what they possibly can be. And if there is an incident, they're closed down and they go into the deep clean mode.
Well, we're talking prevention, look, there is no vaccine for the virus. So the only vaccine we got is the so-called rules that we need to abide by. And if that is the vaccine, then it is what a TIS, yes?
Yeah, look, it is. It's a vicious virus. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And let's hope that, you know, that a vaccine can be developed sooner rather than later. But what our union members are doing is making schools as safe as possible for the students that are turning up.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the information. And like I said, we are all in this together, and we need to get it together is what I'm picking up.
Oh, I think you're absolutely correct. Look, thanks for the opportunity for talking. Appreciate it.
All the best, Mark. You take care. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there with Mark Northam, his name is. He's the IEUA New South Wales ACT branch secretary. And look, talking about the Independent Education Union of Australia, New South Wales and ACT branch, the union representing staff in all non-governmental schools in New South Wales and ACT. And they share the concerns of their members and the broader community around expanding COVID-19 clusters in schools. And it is imperative that non-government school employees adhere to COVID-19 safe plans and practices as well. Extracurricular activities should be curtailed. And so the IEU would find it unacceptable if any of their members were asked to expose themselves needlessly to additional risk of participating in extracurricular activities such as sporting trips, school excursions, retreats, or other such activities. Like I said, we are in a different world at the moment, and the only vaccine we got for this virus is the rules that we need to abide by. And we are all in this together, so abide by the rules. Is my statement there. Look, have your say. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumma Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yo, man, do you really wanna jam all night, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jam all night.
Yeah, 2 Daily Jam All Night there with Zenith, Big Mob in the Coranda. Big shout out. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Want to hear what you got to say, give me a call. Your mob, too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Shane Hearn, Pro Vice Chancellor, Indigenous Engagement, University of Adelaide, and New Learning Circle celebrates Kuna culture on campus. On the line, we have Professor Shane. Very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Trevor, and thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Fantastic. Look, recognising and celebrating Kuna Aboriginal people and their deep connection to the Adelaide Plains. So paint the picture. Tell us what's going down, please.
Yeah, well, we undertook this project as part of our making our campus much more obvious in the city precinct, but also as part of a way of bringing people into the space. And the Kuna Learning Circle was a key feature, and what that signals is, you know, the university's big and long-standing relationship with Kuna people, but our ongoing commitment to acknowledge them as, you know, the traditional custodians.
Yes.
But also, it's a place for the university where our international students, our all community people. Because we're right in the city, in Adelaide City, and where people can come and just enjoy the space. You know, it'll be a learning place. It'll be a place where people can reflect and admire the surroundings. But it'll certainly be a key feature of our university and draw people into understanding the Kuna story.
Look, and with all Australians, black and white, and of course you're talking about international visitors as well, it is a vehicle for education, and it's fantastic that a good bridge builder, so to speak.
Yeah, look, that's the key. I mean, we've had a huge response to the formal launch, but also people now coming in and reading the Kuna language that's part of the space. And wanting to learn more overall about, you know, you know, Kaurna language. We have a very strong Kaurna language program here. We have a strong languages program overall.
Sure.
But people now can learn Kaurna. Our chancellor took up some Kaurna lessons prior to the launch, and she acknowledged people in Kaurna, and this was a first, really. And hopefully, you know, that'll inspire and influence other senior executives to want to learn Kaurna, the acknowledgement in Kaurna language. It just seems like a good thing to do, and it's respectful, and the Kaurna people are really happy that we're incorporating in that as part of our formal business.
Yes. Professor Shane, you would have, of course, been dealing with the Kaurna people and the elders as well.
Yeah, look, I mean that's been... I'm a Noongar man, so I understand the protocol and the process and just the richness of doing things that way.
Yes.
So on staff, we employ Kaurna cultural advisors, and we've got ambassadors, both students and senior people within the community. We have a good relationship through some of the suppliers that we use, so we're able to learn through that relationship and that collaboration as well.
Yes.
So, you know, it's been quite extensive in terms of building the story around the site and checking it against the local people. I mean, there's Frank Wanganeen, who we're right next to the river here.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Wanganeen owns that story as part of the his group. So, you know, people like that could inform us in terms of what we were saying was the right thing and
yes.
how we were expressing that as well. So we're really pleased at how they got involved, and I think everyone, all the working party, was much more richer for the experience, and it really does signal that in our reconciliation action plan that we do things like that we co-design, collaborate and own decisions that we make for the university.
Yeah, when you got a fantastic place like a university, and we're talking about education, further education, then this goes without saying. It's like a no-brainer regarding communication with the TOs and working with the traditional owners and educating people of the world about the connection to country.
Yeah, look, we have an Aboriginal Knowledges Advisory Group as well, so some of those people that I mentioned earlier on are on that.
Mm.
So not just for the significant sites or the physical place, but also for our curriculum.
Sure.
We want them to advise that. And also as part of my strategies, I check in with this group from time to time and get their feedback. They're part of the stakeholder group that we would engage when we're developing these types of documents.
Mm.
So we really feel that we engage really well with the Kaurna community, but more importantly, the Kaurna community are engaging with us.
Yeah.
And they're really saying that this is not just you know, us doing things at a low level, that we really want to engage them because we want to get this right.
Mm.
And we want to, the policies that we make today, we want those policies to still be standing in 10 years' time because they were done the right way and they're still
exactly.
relevant.
And look, to me, it also gives an opportunity, a place for a motivation, inspiration for young First Nation people, the Kaurna people, to continue their further education, ownership.
Yeah, look, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Mm.
And, you know, that's my passion and that's my team's passion and that's the university's position as well, is that we want more Aboriginal students in all programs.
Yes.
We've seen a significant increase in our science and our professions in those areas because we've run all our academies that are feeders into those programs. So we're preparing young people around those discipline areas, but we're also preparing them to make the leap from high school into university.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's really important for us. This year we saw a 15% rise in our student numbers. Nationally, I think there was about 3.5%. So we're doing something right, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a competitive market here in Adelaide.
Yep.
But we think our point of difference is if we can signal that we're culturally aware, that we're engaging and understanding more about Aboriginal knowledges and then offering that to all student groups, then maybe that's a reason why they might come and study at our university.
Exactly. By any means necessary is the words I'm thinking. Look, thank you very much for sharing,
yeah.
Professor Shane. All the best to you and your deadly team. Fantastic. And a big shout out to the TOs on the land of the Kaurna people. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Take care, Shane. Bye-bye. Dilly Young there. Professor Shane Hearn, his name is, he's Pro Vice Chancellor, Indigenous Engagement, University of Adelaide, and New Learning Circle celebrates the Kaurna culture on campus. Fantastic. And when you're looking at a place like a place of education, further education, there it is. Educate the people of the world about the First Nation people. 60,000 years, all universities should be putting their hands up in that degree. Have your say, Yana Strong, 15 minutes left on the program, and taking it right up to the news, the National Indigenous News, and here on your daily program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, let's have a yarn.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome to the AUSD, the
the great southern land. We stand on sacred ground and keep you bumping to these native sounds. From the land of the kangaroo, gonna show you how we ride. We've been a singing and a dancing since the dawn of time. So jump up on this ride while we fly like a spear. Like the waters in the Great Barrier Reef, we keep it clear. We mixing and I'm molding this classic Aussie rock. We modern combo gunners doing deadly here. Cause stop me when I'm coming like the snowy when it's flowing. Showing poetry in motion like a boomerang flying. All them territories and states be getting the taste. This modern day corroborate real hit your ear like a
standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground. We're living on borrowed time and the winds have changed. They're blowing down the line.
Rock the southern cross with black, red and yellow flowing through my veins. A warrior leader, trendsetter, monster with an IQ only rival by a few. A dreamer, a hustler, a schemer who likes to stay true. Forget everything in you, street warriors, we the truth. Listen to what we say, you won't wanna leave. You see now, this is a new day.
A solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Place a connection to the land. We welcome and share with the races. This is what Australia's about, yeah. This is where we stand. The respect laws, the ancient ones before us pass them on. The land of the dreaming, aha. We now bring by song. We bring unity for all future generations. This is for everyone, for you, you, you and all the relations.
A solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Solid Rock Street Warriors here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with someone online. Very good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, the only certainty is the government telling us there's a lot of uncertainty, brother.
Yeah, up in the air, eh? We're in the dark.
I am with you about the children's game. Yeah? Like you look like you hide the cow, the donkey, and the cart in the picture, and you can go back a couple of pages, the arts can show you. Yep. Have to glue it in the picture. Well, you know, all the stuff in I could look back on our show, even this radio program, brother, like, you have to control everything. You know, I'm taking a chapter on Google, and there's a chapter on YouTube, and you shut them down. But this stuff about living in a different world, we lived in a different world before this COVID. Mm. I mean, I don't talk to the black folks like living in two worlds. The black and white, so the alcoholic, the diabetic, the handicapped people, the blind people, all of them live in a different world, brother. But what I'm sort of hearing is that if they're going to shut them, the only thing you're going to be dealing with is what the government says. They're going to control everything, brother. Politically, different views, different opinions. I mean, we're all in the same boat. Brother, they're Christian people. They got a different message because of what's coming, brother. Mm. That's my brief, brother. Thank you very much for me.
Thank you. Good point. Thank you. Yeah, so everyone's got their different ways of looking at it, and whether it be scientists, Christians, First Nation people across the globe, and this pandemic, some people say it's a hoax, and that is not the case. People are dying because of it, and like I said, there's no vaccine for it, so we just need to stay safe and abide by the rules. That's what we need to do, and it's, like I said, a different world we are living in, but the world has changed as we know it. So there it is. Add to the conversation. Tell us your thoughts here on National Talk Black. We've got about 6 minutes left on the program. We've got the news coming up here very soon. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Want to hear from you, Deadly Mob. Thank you very much.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Here, Nika Pitt there, Too Deadly, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off here. Your mob, I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24-7, you can text us, 045-714-0550, and also our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service.